This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Coming off last week's ICAO assembly, Air Transport Association of America President James May says European states continue to unilaterally impose their emissions trading scheme and other measures on airlines from other countries, contrary to international law. The U.S. DOT's three-hour limit on tarmac strandings, which the airline industry warned would bring increased flight cancellations, continued to be a non-issue in August. Ballistic Recovery Systems is opening a new plant in Pompano Beach, Florida, and plans to hire 500 workers. The plant will manufacture disposable cargo chutes for use by the military. Garmin, Aeromec, and Corporate Aircraft of Fresno, California, say they're working on RVSM certification for the Garmin G600 in select aircraft, starting with the Cessna Conquest. Bell Helicopters says it's inked a deal with Air Medical Holdings for 16 Long Ranger 4s. An A350 XWB landing gear systems test facility has opened at the Airbus site in Filton in the UK. The British de Havilland DH-114 Heron, which was once used as a personal transport by Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, will be making a rare appearance at the Copper State Fly-In later this month. NASA will bring 90 young scholars from community colleges in 23 states to join agency professionals next week to develop rovers to explore other worlds and to explore careers in science and engineering. And is sending your money to a political action committee really the way to get what you want out of an election? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Rod Hightower tells us what it's like to become only the third EAA president in 57 years, and the first one who's not named Poberesny. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.